I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Donald Trump must be infatuated with male genitalia. Why mention it? Why does this come up? He now talks about he saw Arnold Palmer changing clothes at a country club, and he saw Arnold Palmer's ding-a-ling, and he said it was big. He had a big, manly ding-a-ling. Those were not Trump's exact words, but he seems to be fascinated with men's ding-a-lings. Arnold Palmer's daughter, Peg Palmer, says Donald Trump's reference to her father's ding-a-ling was perhaps not the best way to honor the golfing legend.
There's nothing much to say. I'm not really upset. I think it was a poor choice of approaches to remembering my father, but, you know, what are you going to do?
I mean, I'm sure there was a time when she saw her dad naked. You know, you're a young kid. I guess you don't have any reference points, but, you know, you get to be older, and she gets to be older, and she's, you know, more experienced. I guess you can look back on it. Dad was quite a dad. All right, if you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Okunard Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. It's 504-260-1870. Apparently, Diddy was obsessed with young Prince William and Prince Harry. Now, this goes back to when Prince William still had hair. So they weren't like kids. They weren't necessarily like underage kids, but they were younger. The royals are now revealing that Prince William and Prince Harry never accepted invites to his parties, but they were invited to his, freak outs, whatever they were. They were apparently invited to Diddy's parties. And I guess he wanted to see the royals naked. Because, like, Sean Diddy Combs was into seeing men naked. He was into seeing, you know, younger men naked. And still in prison, they wouldn't offer him bond. And I'm glad he's still in prison. You know, let him prove his innocence in court. But, boy, there's enough information here that it's just, it's shocking. And this information, this investigation is going on for a long time. But It's scary to see how some people use their wealth and use their fame. And I always thought he looked like a really good guy. I mean, I didn't know anything about him. But I thought Sean Diddy Combs was just a good guy, successful guy, just like did his thing. One of the hip-hop artists, one of those artists who was really in a world, in a sea of, corruption and violence, that he was one of the good guys. So, you know, I'm personally, you know, disappointed that he turns out to be such a sleazebag. But apparently he was interested in the royals, and they were invited to more than 10 of his famous parties. But they never went. Good thing. Now, I wonder if he would have invited Prince Andrew, if he would have gone.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.